Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Well, your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am glad you have stopped by the show, and I have a special guest that will be on today from all the way from Pennsylvania, and they will be talking in a little while. But we'll start off with prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you that what will be said today, dear Heavenly Father, that would help everyone that will tune in to this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you praise today. We come to give you glory today because it's not about us. It's all about you, Lord. And we thank you for the title that we have for the show today. We thank you for everyone that's clicking on right now. I can see it from my switchboard. Thank you so much for coming on today. So, as we get ready to start, our title is Our Responsibility to be Holy as God's Covenant People. You know, our Ayurvedic culture often sees holiness as something to be ridiculed, not obtained, even within the church. Adults largely do not consider holiness as something that applies to them, but rather is for the professional. You know, Christianity or the spirituality elite, but Scripture clearly declares that God expects holiness of all his people, not some, but all his people. God's people are to obey him. God's people must prepare to meet him one day. And God's people experience God's presence. It is our responsibility to be holy as God's covenant people. And I know you say, well, holiness? Well, you know, holiness is the condition of being holy. That's the state that we're in. It's not something you got to bank upon to do. It's something that you should want to do. And today, my special guest is none other than Pastor Beverly Barnes from Pennsylvania. She is now on the air, and I'll bring her on at this time.
Well, good morning.
Well,
how
good morning.
Are you?
I am blessed and highly favored and so glad that you could come on and be with us today.
I am too, as cold as it is here in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
You know, since talking about being holy, sometimes, you know, way back in the day, being holy was not the thing to be because we got ridiculed. My grandmother and my mother and my aunt, they all got ridiculed for being holy. But that is, like you say, that's what God is calling us to be, holy. Why? Because he's holy. And if we got him in us, then we have to be holy. We have to be set apart and consecrated and dedicated to the Lord. But I think it's like now religion is so watered down. Church is not all about the Lord and being saved and living a holy life. You know, sometimes I miss it. I don't make it, but we can always repent and come back to the Lord. I'm just excited to be here with you and with the other people that's on the line. My prayer is that, Lord, help me become a better saint. Love all the people as he loves them. You know, it's like... we don't want to be set apart. We don't want to be different. And before we can even be called good or merciful, before we can even be called kind and gracious, we got to be holy. That's what we'll call, that's our responsibility, like you said, to be holy.
Yes. And you know, you know, we are called to be holy. And in this lesson, what we are talking about today, we think about let us as a corporate body and as individuals come before holy God, seeing his holiness. You know, a lot of people, like you said, like to ridicule you, say, by the way you dress or the way you look, or you're saying this, or you saying that. But when we go to the Bible, if people realize, if they will start living holy, like God brought us up to, all these things that we have and we facing now in America, we wouldn't be facing that if we would stand and be counted and do what God told us to do. But everybody want to come out and go do this because the world doing it. Say this because the world's
right.
Ooh, but you know, I when I think about holiness, may be equal to prohibit or other worldliness. You know, some things is impossible to attain. Also, our culture always seems holiness as something to be ridiculed. It's not nothing to be ridiculed. I'm thankful to be able to live holy. To be able to sacrifice. You know, because when God look at us and we go to God with a pure heart, a clean heart, have no motives, you know, on us that we have to, we don't have to live like the world. We can still be holy and still have joy, still have peace. We don't have to be depressed and stressed out.
Exactly.
You know, everybody thinks, you know, it's about the clothes, about the food, but you can be, you can dress smart, you can still look good and still be holy. You don't have to let all your cleavage show. You don't have to have these skirts so high up, you know, where the people are trying to wrap it. You can still look decent. Still feel comfortable within yourself.
That's right. And,
you know, as you look around, we realize God expects holiness of all his people, not just some people. He wants all his people, you know, to value holiness in our daily life. We can strive to attain it, just like you said earlier when you were speaking. You know, we all have come short of the glory of God.
Uh-huh, the glory of God.
But you
Amen.
Know, it's more would go back to holiness, the prisons wouldn't be running over. We wouldn't see so much on the street we see now.
That's right.
You wouldn't feel so embarrassed when you go somewhere. I was just looking at I haven't looked at TV in over a year, but some stuff came up on my computer and my cell phone. And I just said, thinking about my show that I was going to do today, how times have erased, you know, how people figure they're not. They have to be so sexy. They have to wear these splits all the way up to your panty lines or higher. Or they got to show all their cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have to have it so tight they can't walk. And, you know, different things that we're noticing, we got to go back to the basic.
Yeah.
We can't get
old
what we need in church because we are the church, but when you go to the body of Christ now, you see so much of the world in the body of Christ.
Body.
It's
hard to tell. That's right.
It's hard to tell. That's right. You can't tell the world from Christ-like no more.
Yep.
The pastor, whether it's man or woman, the majority of them, they're doing so much of the world. And so many of the songs they're singing now, you think you're in a nightclub or on the street
That's
calling
right.
with the boom boxes.
That's right.
And you know,
the pastors.
We have to really come and take stock ourselves. You know, I was saying about y'all, our Lord and Savior, he spells out the call to conviction of holiness by which he and his people want to live. And when you think, we got to be listening.
That's right. And obeying.
We got to let God lead us to be the holy people that he desires.
Mm-hmm.
God's not going to have flesh in his kingdom one day.
No, that's right.
This flesh will die down here.
Won't tear in his sight. But you know what, Apostle? A lot of the pastors are leading their flock against the word of God.
All right.
And the Bible got woes for them. And I think that most people that saved today think, well, once saved, this is what I believe. Once saved is always saved, because once you accept Christ into your life, then you have a responsibility to live a holy life. That does not mean that it gives you carte blanche just to go out and do whatever you want to do, live any kind of way, say whatever you want to say, treat people, mistreat people. Now, you can do that, but trust me, you won't get to spend eternity with the Lord. And that's our ultimate goal, spending eternity with the Lord.
That's right. And, you know, I didn't give the chapter I was coming from, but if anybody wants to read it later on, they can go to Exodus, the 19th chapter, and verses 1 through 25, talking about Moses and the things God had commanded Moses to do. And I was reading even in verse 6, it said, "And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." He was telling Moses what he wanted him to do, what he wanted him to speak. You know, and when we tell people things, now they look at us like we just come from space. We are aliens. We all probably are alien on this planet right now with all we see going on. But we have to take the blinders off our eyes and see really what God is saying.
Exactly.
Even in media, you see so much stuff on Facebook, Instagram, all these different sites. YouTube.
Yeah.
And people just they just forgot all about God.
That's right.
The things they do, the things they say, and anybody that have is a pastor, bishop, prophet. If you have, you are the church, but if you have a building, you should have a standard on the way. Show if that person is on the outside that need to come in to be saved. When they come in, show if they come in looking like the world, but the more they come in, the more they see you with the standard of holiness, before you know, they're going to come in there one day, and you go look and say, my prayers changed situation, condition. We know everybody but you know, a lot of them weren't raised like that. They went, know, my grandma did this, or my mother did this, or my daddy, they say we a PK kid, we a preacher kid. But preachers back then, missionaries, the women don't, you know, now the people get mad. They don't want lecture. They say the women, the older women should teach the young women. That's what
teach
the scripture
young
say. Okay. But people have gotten so, they don't want you to tell them nothing no more.
That's
They like to send they in. They don't want to stand up for her. They wonder why they can't find a good husband. You looking like the floozy. He ain't looking for floozy.
That's right.
He ain't looking for floozy. He don't want that. He see every code that he passed. He want a woman that's holy, that got some integrity, that's dignity. You know,
you're
about a dozen. And the same way for a woman that want a husband. She don't want no man walking around with his pants just all down, no belt, and just looking like trash, head looking like I don't know what. That ain't standing for holiness.
That's exactly right.
And we wonder why the prisons are running over with all the men that's behind prison walls and jail walls, and women behind the walls. You know,
we have
the ones that are standing in our buildings.
Exactly.
We have to be the ones that preach it holiness. And now, if that's not for them, keep it moving, baby. Keep it moving, sir. But we got to have a standard that we live by.
That's exactly right. And, you know, our standards should be higher than the world's, is higher than the world's standard.
But
because it's been like an okay thing to do, a lot of churches don't even, they don't mention the word S-I-N in church because they don't want to lose their members. But, you know, the Bible says it's to purify ourselves from everything that contaminates or spoils the body and the spirit, and that in doing that we perfect holiness out of reverence for God. So that's what we have to do: live every day, becoming better and better, trying to reach a higher height in Christ.
Yes.
But you know, you do, you have always been, to me, you've always been the person that loves other people. You feed them, clothe them, you take care of them, you go into the prisons. You know, we're busy in prison, and that's where a lot of our men are locked up behind bars. And that is really talking about living holy. So I'm just really glad, and the Bible tells us, like in, it says, like, we have to make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no man will see God.
Amen. Ooh. Yes.
We'll not see him.
Yes, Lord. And God says his people would be his own possession. That means that we are special possessions to God. The kingdom of priests and a holy nation, chosen. You know, one of these terms describe how you and yours can be. He let us know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can have everything that the world has if we want it. But how are we going to use it? How are we going to present it?
Exactly. Don't abuse and abuse.
That's right. We can have a beautiful and a nice car, but are you using it in the right way?
Exactly.
We can have beautiful clothing. He didn't say we couldn't have them, but are we putting them and fixing them in the right way? Who are we trying to get? The enemy? You know, and for my tag words I was using throughout the show today was holiness. People.
Yeah.
Holy. And common. You know, we have to come together and
do what God.
You know, a lot of women feel they are not married or they want to be married. Stay holy, baby. God going to send you the right man. Don't sell it for no anything. Don't okie-dokie stuff. If you mean you go back to God without being married, that's so be it.
Oh, well.
But don't lower your standard for somebody that don't want Jesus, that's not trying to live holy. And it's some in the church saying they're living holy, but God going to show you the proof.
Amen to that.
If that fruit ain't bearing, leave it alone. I don't ridicule, I don't talk about it, and I'm not judging nobody. But look at yourself every day before you leave home going anywhere. Is this way God would want me to leave home looking?
Mm-hmm.
People wondering why they're being attacked in the street, or why people watching, why people following them, you know, all this stuff. Look at yourself. When you look in the mirror at yourself, I'm God's perfect child. I'm a woman of God.
Right.
I'm going to sell myself short because I know
that's
God
right.
got the right person for me, or I'm going to have the right message that I'm conveying to somebody else by my ways, my actions, the way I speak, the way I look, the way I dress.
That's
I'm going
right.
to be. And, you know, I thank God for holiness. I thank God us keeping a standard about ourselves.
That's right.
We don't ever have to feel like we're lonely because God is right there. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I got a text because there's a lot of things on YouTube about the Lord, the Word. I always listen to the Audible Bible. But I got this text message, and it showed the mother having the little bitty two-year-old, she looked like she was two, twerking. I'm going, what? And they were really, you know, egging her on and telling her, I'm going, what kind of stuff is this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we're seeing some of everything that's ungodly and how the parents are teaching the children to be ungodly.
That's right.
So, you know, the world is in a fix, and Jesus is coming soon. So we really got to repent, get our lives straight, so we'll
That's
go
right.
back with him. Things are
that
not
is.
Like they used to be, and I don't think we have long here to see this. It's like the world is, from the inside, blowing itself up.
That's right.
It's just so much going on, but we definitely have to
Thank
Pray
you,
and be holy.
That we never dreamed possible in our wildest fine like mind that we would have ever thought would happen.
I know. Exactly.
And we know the Bible, you know, is fulfilling, but people are doing things now that you can't even fathom no more.
Yeah, exactly.
The
it's
devil,
crazy.
The enemy have come in and just infiltrated the church, the people's mind. You know, what I was talking about Moses. Here, he was asking, why do you think God told Moses to consecrate the people?
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, why did he tell them about washing their clothes, indicated prepare to meet God? You don't want to go to God look no any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
How might clean clothes remind you of spiritual cleanliness before meeting God? You know, we were brought up to hear that next to godliness was cleanliness, right?
Cleanliness, yeah.
All right. So that means
why
you want to go to God looking on any kind of way? And God have blessed us to come to him. I can remember as a child coming up, you may not have a whole lot of clothing or a whole lot of things in your home. But whatever you had stuff set aside for the Lord's day.
That's
you
right.
You didn't wear what you wore to the church. You didn't wear that up and down the street 7 days a week. You didn't mistreat that. When you went, if your mama or grandmother had one good apron, that good apron stayed starched and ironed for Sunday.
That's
one
right.
One good pair of shoes. If they had to put Vaseline or olive oil on it to make them shine and look nice, on Saturday, they're going to make sure everything was together.
And yours was together, too.
That's
all
right.
The children. And you know, don't act like you're not going to church.
Uh-huh.
Now
people come looking any kind of way like they just got up out of the bed. Some coming with their pajamas on and their gowns on. Just
Ooh,
coming to
Lord.
God any. That ain't Jeez. Holiness. Woo. You know, all you do now is just shake your head. And you know.
But you know, a lot of people.
Go ahead.
A lot of people think that. Oh, that's old-timey. My children say, Mother, you need to come up to the here and the now. I said, well, the here and the now will be then afterwards and gone. I said, but I'm going to be in the here and the now with the Lord and later on still with him. So when we were coming up too, it was a certain way. Like you said, you had your clothes all together. Better not say, I'm not going to church. Oh, you will get it. And once you get there, you better not be acting up, talking. They give you that look. I always tried to be Miss Goody Two-Shoes because, I wasn't going to get a look, and I certainly wasn't going to get a spanking.
Tell me about it. And, you know, when we think about human sin as the object of divine holiness, you know, we do not take sin seriously, like you were saying earlier. People sin every day. They don't ask God for forgiveness. They don't repent. They do it like water of a fountain.
Yep, that's right.
They don't even think about obedience with what we see in others and think what we're doing are okay. You know, we live in peaceful coexistence with sin. When you think about all the things that's going on right now, you know, here we belong to Yahweh, holiness without integrity.
Huh.
Oh, integrity relationship with Yahweh is holiness at all. People don't have integrity no more.
Integrity, Wow.
And when you think about holiness, it's a holy and awesome God. You know, Yahweh is a holy and an awesome God who is slow to anger and abound in love and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but have you noticed it's a lot of saints now that it really mean? Well, it's always been like that. I've known some really mean Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I be going, how in the world can they be so mean and say they have the love of Christ in them? That's not, and call that holy. That is not holiness. And
that's
then,
right.
Too, we have to be have the spirit of God in us so that it would attract other people to us, and we will lead them to Christ. But
yes.
It is not like that. I've seen Christians cussing out in the street, and I mean, going, Lord, help me. I do not want to be like that. No way.
And, you know, coming up to our closing, Pastor Barnes, and you just step in anytime you want to, God declared that those people who faithfully keep his covenant would be his special possession, kingdom of priests and holy nation. You know, we have to remember that God's grace does not excuse us from holy obedience. Instead, the stage for our obedience. You know, we have to be determined to accept our role as part of God's holy priesthood. You know, we must understand that we always must approach God on his terms, not our own.
That's right.
You know, we must understand where God puts boundaries and mark those boundaries in your own life to avoid the unholy and to embrace the holy. And you know, we got to come to church with the expectation that you will meet the holy God, and God's character has not changed.
That's
no matter
right.
what man and woman do, God's character has not changed. We are the ones who change God. And would you like to have some closing remarks, Pastor?
Well, I just want to tell everyone that to look to Jesus, and if you want to be more holy or you want to know how to be more holy, ask the Holy Spirit. The Lord will lead you and guide you into all holiness. You ask of him, and he'll give. And you know that we also, along with holiness, the Bible tells us to get an understanding along with wisdom. So we got to learn to be a holy priesthood. We got to ask the Lord to be more like him, to love like him, to live like him. We got to ask him, and he'll direct our paths. So to you out there, if you haven't, if you feel like, or if you actually know you're not living a holy life, pray, repent, ask the Lord, and he will lead you. He's there.
Yes, he will. And I want to thank you so much, Pastor Barnes, for coming on today. I want you to come on more regular with us, because I love to have people interact on the show. And if it's a program that you would like to bring on this show, just let me know, and we'll get together during the week. And you just come on and just say what God has given to you, because this is all about Jesus. It's not about joy and peace. It's not about overseers.
Great awakening.
It's about spreading the word. Because we don't know who may come on air one day. And whatever we're talking about might be just the day that the Lord put them on this show or put them to listen to of something that they've been needing an answer to. And we might just have the answer that they need. So
that's
I
right.
give God the praise today and the glory. So as we
Amen.
Close, would you like to close us out in a prayer, Pastor Vaughn?
Yes, I would.
Okay,
Father God, in the... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to you today thanking you for everything, thanking you for your word, thanking you that you are our God. You are our holy God, and we are holy because you are. We love because you love. We thank you that, Lord, for the church. God, we pray for the pastors and all the members that the pastors would begin to preach the holy, unadulterated word of God. We give you glory today, Lord. Thank you for all the people that listen in today. And we pray that they received a word that would bless their hearts. I thank you for Apostle Sadie, Lord, that you have blessed my life with her. She's such a wonderful person. Continue to bless her even the more. And Frederick, bless him, Lord. So, Lord, as we leave today, Holy Spirit, you will not leave us. We love you. We praise you. We give you glory. And we ask all this in our Lord and Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And until next week, you all be blessed, and we'll have another exciting topic on next week. So stay tuned, and just come on, joy and peace, and we would love to
Amen.
Hear from you. And until next week, you know I always say if I had the tentacles and octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So until
Amen.
Next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.
Be blessed. I love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.